Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu. We always start the show with somebody from Kirtland this morning. It is Barb Walden, who's the Dean of Occupational Programs at Kirtland. Good morning, Barb. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me here.
We were talking off air, and you mentioned something called micro-credentials. So this is an opportunity for me to learn something from Kirtland Community College, because I've never even heard this term before. Tell me and our listeners about micro-credentials.
Okay. So micro-credentials are industry-recognized certifications that can work as an employment credential. For jobs that may require some education and training, but less than a full degree.
Okay. So is this like a work-study program, an internship? How does or something a little different than that?
Nope, it's a little different from that. So I can give you an example. So a lot of people may have heard of CompTIA's Network Plus certification, which is a nationally recognized credential in the IT industry. And some employers, you know, require that certification to work for them. So if a student or employee wanted to get this credential for a job or like a promotion, they can take just two classes at Kirtland, IT Fundamentals and Introduction to Networking, and they would then be prepared to pass the CompTIA's Network Plus certification exam.
Oh, okay. So instead of taking a full battery of classes, just two classes to earn the certificate and make an entry point or a step up in their career.
Correct. So a lot of these micro-credentials are going to be tied to nationally recognized industry certifications. We may have some that are more authorized or endorsed by local employers.
Okay. Is it strictly in the IT world, or does this carry across a lot of different professions?
It does. It covers many sectors, and we're looking at, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag before we're done, but we're looking at IT, we're looking at potentially some healthcare, digital marketing, micro-credentials for those people who have social media and such as part of their responsibilities, but they've never been trained in it. So these micro-credentials are They are developed so that the credits can be put towards an associate's degree if the student in the future decides to come back and continue with their education.
So, like, if you're going to a traditional college, a lot of people have a major and then a minor, and then you could have a micro.
Right, a micro. I like that.
Yeah. No, I like it. You know, like, my daughter graduated with a major in finance, a minor in French. And she should have had a micro in digital economy.
Yeah, well, that's funny. There's a lot of people who have been working in industry. You know, technology changes, and the workforce need changes. So this also offers adults with degrees an opportunity to come back and earn a credential that they can add on to, you know, maybe a bachelor's degree they got 20 years ago, and they want to show that they're up to date.
Yeah, no, that makes a ton of sense, especially since even though you gain a lot of experience in the workforce, something comes up that you need to be competent in to continue to keep up with what's happening in your chosen profession.
Correct. And so the micro-credential will be a way of demonstrating that. And honestly, we have a lot of these micro-credentials actually embedded into our programs as we go now. We're just going to do a better job of putting them in a format where students and employers can pick them out more easily.
Yeah, I know that I've been aware for a while of the internet security programs that you've had, which are I don't know what kind of certificate they come with or if it's a micro-credential, but it's such a benefit for small business owners that can't afford a full-time IT worker. So there's got to be something in that kind of vein.
Yes, there are some certification testing available within our cybersecurity program.
Is there a micro-credential tab on the website now, or is this something they need to talk to people in admissions about?
Not at this point. So where we'll see these roll out is probably July 1 is when our new catalog gets posted.
Okay.
And our website will be updated. So we're hoping to have all this information available for the fall school year.
All right. Well, that'll give you a couple of months to get everything put into shape and roll out a whole new opportunity for people to advance their careers at Kirtland Community College.
Thank you.
Anything else, Barb, or did we get that all covered?
I think that's probably everything.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus, and thanks for revealing to me and to our audience what a micro-credential is.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli.
Sports.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Portions of today's program were pre-recorded, but I'm live in studio with Don Haskins, who's the athletic director at Kirtland Community College, as we're doubling down on Kirtland Information Day. Good morning, Don. How's things happening in the sporting world at Kirtland?
Things are going well, JC. We're pretty excited. We've got two of our Lady Firebirds are heading to the Bowling National Finals next week in New York. And we've got some high hopes.
In New York?
Yes.
In Manhattan?
Chicatawaka.
Okay. That's just down the road from Manhattan.
Okay.
That is so cool. I saw that. I've been following that a little bit on Facebook, Kathy Parks. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the other young lady.
Alyssa Koch.
Okay. So best of luck to them. And is that over a number of days? How does that work?
It's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, the primary competition will be taking place on Friday and Saturday. We're going to get down there on Thursday and get familiar with the lanes.
So there's preliminary and you have they have matches to advance, right?
It's They'll be bowling all day Friday and again on Saturday.
Is it a round robin?
No, it's just straight up scores.
Oh, okay.
Mano y mano.
Oh, gotcha. All right, cool. Well, best of luck to them. And we were talking in the hallway. You've got the ladies and the men's have been drawing great crowds at the event center.
Yeah, it's been very exciting. Tomorrow, Muskegon's coming to visit us, and we're doing a special feature. It's going to be the Hunger Games, and we're going to support the food pantry right here, the Christian food pantry right here in Crawford County.
So are we imploring our guests to the games to bring stuff for the food pantry?
Yes, rather than pay admission, they bring a couple cans of soup or something along those lines. That'll get them in the door.
Peanut butter, mac and cheese, those kind of things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and it's a great, when does the ladies are playing first and then the men? That's generally how it's been going.
Yes, the women go at 1, the men approximately 3.
Okay. So if you want to go out and see some great, it's very exciting basketball. It's up and down, nonstop action, and the community has really taken to Firebird basketball.
As the announcer, the speed of the game is remarkable. I've called hundreds of high school games. The college game is so fast.
I thought you were actually glossing yourself as, like, the announcing is the best part of the game.
Keeping up's the key.
Yeah, no doubt.
You better be ready. They're going in a hurry.
Yeah, and you got to get those opposing their opponents' names and jersey numbers. I know. You talked to our play-by-play guy, Chad Patterson. Which, tying in, you're going to have the Hunger Games Saturday. We're going to have Roscommon and Grayling in the event center at Kirtland Community College on Tuesday.
Correct. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. Same format. Bring some canned food items.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep, we're going to do a double dipper. When we talked to the folks here at the food pantry, they said it was pretty light. So what we're going to do, it's admission by food only tomorrow.
Okay.
But on Tuesday's game, we're going to have the adults pay $5. The kids are going to bring one can of soup or one can of a peanut butter or something along those lines.
Okay.
Yeah, just one food item for the Tuesday game.
Yeah, so we want to get a big crowd out there. And I know not only are we talking about Grayling, but it's great to have Roscommon being the opponent. So right here in our listening area, the Bobcats will be taking on the Vikings. So we should have a good selection from both fan bases.
Yeah, and it's pretty exciting. We've the three-point line just got put on this morning for the high school game because we have to have a different line. And I was at Roscommon doing a speaking engagement just a couple of days back. They were concerned about that, so we've got it in place. We are ready to go.
There was something else you wanted to mention.
Those were the three hot items. Was the two Hunger Games and, of course, our national qualifiers in the bowling.
Are we still doing the post-game dinners at Grey Rock?
We are.
Okay. I know those have been pretty cool.
They have been a lot of fun. That'll be Saturday evening.
Right.
After our game tomorrow.
So about 5 or 5:30.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah.
You betcha. And we've had big turnouts, and just it's a great way for the players and the coaches to mingle and talk, and it's been pretty cool.
I know some of the basketball players are living with families and stuff here in Grayling.
Well, we're muddling along. We have we have dorms being built as we speak, and they'll be opening up this summer. So this first year has been a little chaotic at times because we're all freshmen is the other thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing against other schools with second- and third-year players due to COVID, and we've got a freshman staff, and they're getting better and better as the season progresses. As a matter of fact, we just lost to Bay on Wednesday by 3 points, and they're the top team in the conference. They're undefeated.
Well, Coach, you're doing a great job, and so if you get the opportunity to come out and see great basketball on Saturday at Kirtland Community College and bring some food items and be part of the Hunger Games.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you, JC.
All right, we will be back after these words from our fine partners. On Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College, all the guests in the green room are enjoying sweet peas, cupcakes, and muffins. If you want a shot at those, you need to go to Two River Deli here in Grayling.
Do you ever feel frustrated talking to ducks, lizards, and emus when going over your insurance policy? At Janssen Insurance, we love animals, but we aren't Dr. Doolittle. One call to Janssen Insurance is all you'll need to be talking with a human like you that understands insurance and is in your corner. As an independent insurance agency, we contract with multiple companies so we can be sure to have the right option for you. Call Janssen Insurance at 989-348-6711 or send us a quote request on JanssenInsurance.com. We look forward to working with you.
Hi, JC here, your host of Q100's Northern Focus Show, presented by Kirtland Community College. Every Friday morning, we take a one-hour break from rock and roll to bring you news and information from the community. It's a forum for discussion about events, local charities, artists, entertainment, and so much more. Join us each Friday morning for Northern Focus, presented by Kirtland Community College on Q100, saving rock and roll one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with my good friend Kim Morley.
Good
from
morning.
Pioneer Hills Marine.
I know it's hard to think about boats right now with the snow on the ground.
No, it's not. I mean, everybody's like jonesing,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, speaking of Pioneer Hills, how was the turnout last weekend? Did you watch any of the cardboard sled races?
We did not, actually. I was in Lansing that weekend, so we were unavailable.
Okay.
But other than that, we heard it was really good. Heard it was a great turnout. Weather turned out good for the event.
No doubt about that.
Yeah.
But speaking of weather, you know, it seems every year we've been, how many, this will be like the eighth or ninth boat show, eighth at least.
It's 9 or 10. I know. Can you believe we've been together that long, JC?
I had a marriage that didn't last that long, Kim.
I think I've had one of those, too, in the past.
Well, you know, and just to make sure that we're not at each other's throats anymore, we brought in a gal to have you from now.
Oh, listen, we were never at each other's
throats. No, not at all.
Are you kidding? But Joe Mama, she does a great job.
Yeah,
so
no. So that is what, next weekend, right?
It is next weekend.
Okay.
The 4th and the 5th, Saturday from 9 to 5. Sunday 10 to 3.
Yeah, the traditional cooking of the hot dogs.
I know, and it's not just any hot dog, is it?
No.
Kogel
the
hot dogs.
Kogel dogs.
You can't get much better than that.
No, Bill does a great job of cooking those babies down. Are we going to have the steel drum band still?
Seth will be there as well doing the steel drums while you guys are there for the live remote as well. So we'll have a little bit of that, you know, tropical feel going on.
It is really cool. So if you haven't been to Pioneer Hills Marine, what's wrong, number one? Number two is so you have two buildings. You got the main showroom, and then you've got the big storage unit that has how many boats are in there? Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a lot in there.
There's
a lot of
lot.
Storage boats. But we do have a great, you know, amount of floor space
yeah.
so that we can do displays as well. Mm-hmm. So we'll have the docks up and people can get on and off the boats really easy.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then you've got the steel drum there, so it feels like you're in Jamaica, man.
God, it's going to feel really good, and it'll be good weather.
The
We're
smell
excited.
Of the hot dogs is in there. It's pretty good. You know, I think we got to start moving towards kego beer as well.
Oh, really? Okay, if you're coming, we may have to arrange that, right?
Keg of beer with the dog on the dock, you know, and... Get some bright sun lamps in there and just ratchet it up.
Maybe we should talk to our reps about that, because our reps will be there from all the... We have a brand new line this year, too, of fishing boats. Smoker Craft.
Smoker Craft.
Yes.
Okay.
Smoking good boat. No pun intended. But it's a wonderful boat. Great build. It's been in this area for a while, too, so people are familiar with it. Our rep will be there as well. So
is that a Michigan-made product, or...?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
No, they're just right outside of Michigan.
The one of the interesting things about, you know, in COVID, like a lot of other things, it was difficult to get some product. That, I'm assuming, has eased up.
It really has. And, you know, honestly, we give a lot of credit to those manufacturers. That's why we pick them,
yeah.
right? I mean, Barletta, Smoker Craft, Kawasaki, all of them have done a really good job at saying, we know there's a need for product. They've been thinking about their production schedules.
Mm-hmm.
They've been very upfront about what they can deliver, what they can't. They help us manage that inventory. So we don't have very many 2022s available. Of course, there'll be good prices on that.
Sure.
We don't have a lot left. So the new 23s are already in. We've got almost quite a bit already in stock. So
good.
We're fully ready for the summer.
Yeah, so if you were bogged down because you couldn't find the boat that you liked and everything else, the next weekend is the time to visit Pioneer Hills Marine.
Absolutely.
I know you'll have special pricing, special financing on site.
Absolutely. There'll be pricing deals as well. There will be some raffle giveaways as we go through, and you guys help us with one of those. Thank
oh,
you
yeah.
very much.
Oh, yeah. There'll be a stay and play at Shanty Creek. We always give that away.
Absolutely. So we have a little bit of a new display going on in our showroom, and there'll be, you know, discounts on parts and things like that that'll be summer-related, dock, hoist, things like that as well.
Fantastic stuff. And it's still all available, all that information on your website and Facebook.
It is on our website and our Facebook page.
PioneerHillsMarine.com. There you go.
All right.
Kim, great to see you. I'm going to just stop in and hassle you and
I'm
Joe Murray.
I'm putting you on air if you do. You know that.
Don't do that. Kim Morley from Pioneer Hills Marine, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you.
We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. And the goodies in the green room are getting devoured by the folks there. Their sweet peas, cupcakes, and muffins available exclusively at Two River Deli.
Since the pandemic, I'm so anxious all the time.
I can't sleep.
I need someone to talk to who's not going to judge me.
For emotional support any time of the day or night, talk to a Stay Well counselor. Dial 1-888-535-6136 and press 8. It's free and confidential, and one of the many ways to stay mentally healthy. Learn more at michigan.gov/staywell. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Listen all this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see James Taylor at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort June 23rd. Be the correct caller when you hear the Q100 ticket window open, and you'll be heading to Soaring Eagle for the incomparable troubadour James Taylor. Tickets on sale now at the Soaring Eagle box office in Mount Pleasant or online at SoaringEagleCasino.com or at eTix.com. James Taylor, June 23rd from Q100, saving rock and roll one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Sherry Coyne is joined live on the phone by Ryan Hallett from Room Redux here in Northern Michigan. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. Thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, thank you. We haven't spoken to the folks from Room Redux in 2023, so tell us, give us a little wrap-up of how many rooms you were able to bring back to life, and what's on the docket for 2023?
Absolutely, Jerry. So a brief recap of 2022. All told, we did 16 rooms in 2022 for 21 children who were in need of a fresh start, which was a very gratifying feeling for us. We are, as we embark on our 2023 campaign, We have already performed three room transformations in 2023. We have our 20th room since our inception is taking place on March 4th.
Wow.
Which is right here in our community, just about 9 miles north here in Crawford County, heading up towards Gaylord. And we've gotten 7 additional referrals for services that we are in the process of getting vetted. And we had set a goal for 20 rooms in 2023. And at this rate, we are... we're going to be halfway there by the end of April.
Wow. Well, that's unfortunate that we have the need to have that many rooms redone under the circumstances that the charity works for, but it's so nice to know that that assistance is available.
Yeah, and, you know, we have devoted a lot of time and resources to cultivating some fantastic relationships with like-minded individuals who are also focused on helping to transform the rooms and lives of these children who have unfortunately faced the unfathomable. And a lot of that we really do attribute to our founder and our CEO, Susie Vibro, who she is steadfast in her focus, and she is driven to make Room Redux a household name. So, you know, she has done great work in growing the brand. She's working, she'll have her doctorate this year. She was the 2022 L'Oreal Paris Women of Worth National Honoree. So, you know, she is doing her part, and now all of the chapters, we are doing our part to also help grow that brand. And that's not possible without the amazing support of the communities that we live in. So, you know, we are blessed. You know, Northern Michigan, you know, you're a Northern Michigan native. You know, our communities up here are very tight-knit. And, you know what, we want to do our part to help the people that reside in these communities. And we're going to do what it takes to get these rooms done.
And then you have a fundraising event coming up in April, Ryan.
We do, Jerry. We have our second annual Roaring Twenties Casino Night is taking place on April 22nd. It's going to be held at Treetops Resort in Gaylord, Michigan. Agenda for the evening is very relaxed. We have a beautiful plated meal with a couple of different protein options. We have a vegan and a vegetarian option for those that live a vegan lifestyle or vegetarian lifestyle. We have some amazing guest speakers. We've had a couple of caregivers approach us whose children have received room transformations, and they want to deliver an impact statement and talk to our guests about how the program has really helped to transform the lives of their children. We have Susie and her husband Greg making the trip in from Texas to participate in this event. And our keynote speaker is actually a Gaylord native. His name is Dr. Doug Gilmer. He started his law enforcement career in Gaylord. And he is now a special investigator with the Department of Homeland Security's Center on Countering Human Trafficking. So he is our keynote speaker for the evening. We've got some amazing auction items that have been donated. We've got a casino event with, you know, funny money, obviously, to help, you know, keep the evening, you know, keep the mood light. We have a DJ from right here in Grayling. Dynamic James is going to be providing the music for us. Megan Hacker out of Gaylord has provided us with her photo booth. All in all, it's going to be an amazing evening. And all the proceeds from this event are – aimed at helping us to change the rooms and lives of children throughout northern Michigan.
Ryan, how do folks get tickets for the event happening at Treetops on April 2nd?
So there's a couple of different ways they can get some tickets, Jerry. They can either visit our website, which is www.northernmichigan.roomredux.org, or they can follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
And on Facebook, we actually have an electronic link that they can click on that will actually allow them to purchase their tickets, pick their meal option, and pick their seating and pick their table where they want to sit during the event, which is through Eventbrite, which is probably the most streamlined way to do it. Or if they want to just reach out to us, they can do it via Venmo at RR Northern Michigan, and then they can also just call us, and we can help them if they don't, you know, if they don't want to try to do it electronically. We can do it through Venmo, and we can get them seated and get their tickets purchased for them and help them out that way.
Well, Ryan, it's you know how near and dear this cause is to our hearts here at Blarney Stone Broadcasting, so we strongly urge people to get tickets for the Room Redux event happening April 2nd at Treetops. Follow Room Redux on Facebook is probably the easiest way to remind them, and I'm sure we'll have you on again leading up to the event.
Yes, April 22nd.
April 22nd, I'm sorry.
No. Hey, no, listen, man, there's a lot going on. I have my wife correcting me all the time because dates are running together.
Yep.
That's, you know, unfortunately, that's just that's the nature of the beast. You know, we've got a lot of great things happening here. You know, the Gaylord Chamber Awards were the other night. We were the recipient of the You Made It Happen Award for 2022. We've got our Grayling Chamber Awards coming up. You know, we've a lot of great things happening in northern Michigan, and we would love to have people come out and join us for just a fantastic evening.
All right, Ryan Hallett from Room Redux Northern Michigan, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jerry.
All right, we will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli here in Grayling.
In northern Michigan, winter is always around the corner. Make sure you and your home are prepared this year with Johnson Oil and Propane. Since 1954, we have been offering propane, gasoline, and diesel fuel delivery with a variety of payment options to fit your family's budget. Our founder, Dale Johnson, taught us a great team is the key to success in this business. We believe that our employees make up the best team in northern Michigan because of their dedication to customer service and giving back to our community, which we believe sets us apart from the rest. Give us a call or visit us online to become a customer today.
Hi, JC here. Join me every weekday afternoon for the Odawa Casino Bet of the Day. Discuss the odds and trends to give you the inside track. Only on Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Tammy Findley, who is the advocacy and resource coordinator at the Crawford County Commission on Aging. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
How's things?
It's going great, yes.
All right, so you've got some real critical information to talk about here at the CCCOA, and that has to do with our seniors.
It has to do with our seniors and just overall people in the community,
right,
as well.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead and outline that, because you've got all the notes.
I do. Okay, changes are coming to the food assistance program benefits. At the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, the federal government authorized extra food assistance dollars to be distributed to help food insecurity within our community.
Right.
These extra benefits are ending at the end of February due to the recent federal legislation beginning in March. Recipients will receive the regular benefits. So whatever they had at the beginning of COVID, they go back to that.
Okay.
So to prepare for the change in benefit amounts, recipients can call the Commission on Aging and seek out additional food resources.
Okay.
And we'll direct them in that area.
So Do we have a safety net here for that? Are
we do.
Okay.
There are many different facilities that are, the food pantry is one of them,
sure.
Commodities, all of those programs, they just need to call us at the Commission on Aging and we can help with those applications.
Well, I'm sure you've already been reaching out to, how many people are you assisting with meals right now on a regular basis at the CCCOA?
I don't do the Meals on Wheels program. That isn't part of my responsibility.
Right.
So I'm not sure on that. For me, on the applications, I have probably 75 to 100 people that do food stamps and
okay.
that I assist with them.
All right.
Yeah.
So we've got that portion, and we've got the Meals on Wheels, and we've got the people coming into the center.
Yes, we are doing congregate lunches, and now that the pandemic is lifted and people are socializing more, they need to come on in and have lunch with us every day.
Yeah, and that is every day.
It is, Monday through Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I know it's a great congregation of all the wonderful seniors that we have here in Crawford County.
Yes, it is. We enjoy having them in, and it's slowly coming to be a lot larger lunch now that, you know, we're lifting the pandemic.
Well, it's just a little healthier environment,
it
and
is.
People are getting more comfortable to be around people.
Yeah.
But we still have a lot of folks that can't get to the center, and that's what Meals for Wheels is for.
Yes, it is.
So if you've got somebody that is concerned about how many meals they're going to get delivered to their home, who do they contact at the CCCOA?
So they would get a hold of Jamie Adams. She
okay.
runs the Meals on Wheels program there. And if they're in need, if they're not on Meals on Wheels, then they would refer them to me and I would help them with applications for
okay.
food stamps or Medicaid or whatever it might be.
And what's the phone number over there so people can get started?
989-348-7123.
7123. And the website?
CrawfordCOA.org.
That's right. Tammy Finley. See, you got through it.
I did. It was great.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively here at Two River Deli in Grayling.
Want to make your night out a little more fun? Try some music, some friends, and a few rounds of Club Keno.
I won!
But how can the Michigan Lottery make Club Keno more fun?
Tripler time!
That's right, Tripler time's back. All this month, random Club Keno tickets will have a doubler or tripler message. Find one, and your Club Keno and extra prizes will be doubled or tripled. So triple your fun.
Yeah!
It's Club Keno Tripler time, only from the Michigan Lottery. Knowing your limits is always the best bet.
Don't breathe a word of what I'm about to tell you. Over $350 million in prizes for two Michigan Lottery instant games are still out there, just waiting to be won. We're talking $300 million diamond riches and $6 million jackpot. Each ticket is $50. Each ticket has 50 chances to win. And each ticket still has huge prizes waiting for you, even most of the $6 million top prizes. So play these games now. But keep it quiet. It's our little secret. Knowing your limits is always the best bet.
Catch all the action of Grayling Viking High School sports on Q100.
Brought to you in part by Weyerhaeuser's Grayling OSB plant. Sustainability through responsible forestry.
Q100, home of Grayling High School Viking sports.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is joined live in studio with John Rudzierowski and the whole gang from Fredbear Day, which is that microphone, John, is going to have to come to somebody's mouth because we're not going to hear you that far away. Okay?
How's that?
That's better. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Creeping up on us rather quickly now, Fredbear Day.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it. A week from Sunday.
That's right. So outline the schedule of events for our listeners as this day has gotten bigger and more attended each and every year under your tutelage and the great committee that you guys put together.
Okay. What we've got is on March 4th, we've got the meet and greet at Tinker's Junction. She's done a special for us to put on venison pizza.
Venison pizza?
Oh, yeah. And we're hoping to work this into a wild game dinner.
Okay, good deal.
Down the road. Also, she has great fish fry that night.
Oh, the fish fry is off the hook great.
That's Friday night.
That's right. March 4th.
March 3rd.
It's a week from today.
Right.
Yeah.
And then on March 4th, we have the Sportsman's Buy-Sell Trade Show at Kirtland Community College.
Right.
Free admission to anybody coming in. And if anybody would like vendor tables, we also have a few available yet.
I know that those you've already got quite a few vendors lined up.
Yeah, how many tables, Sharon?
Approximately 40.
40 already. Yeah, and you probably have room for another dozen or so, right?
Yeah.
At least. Then after that, we have at 5:30 p.m., we have a pre-glow get-together at Bear's Den Pizzeria.
Okay, right here downtown, yep.
Right, just kind of people coming in, just want to get together a little bit. It'll be at Bear's Den Pizzeria. Then on Sunday, this is the big day, 10:15 is the registration over at the Old Bear Grounds plant.
Yep, right here on M-72.
Right, for the 21 Whistling Aerial Salute. And the Aerial Salute itself will be at 11 a.m.
Right.
Exactly 11 a.m. at the Old Plant Grounds. After that, we go out to Kirtland College for our luncheon, get-together, many great guest speakers and whatnot.
Will the vendors still be open that day as well, or is it just the one day on Saturday?
A few will be.
Okay.
Bear Archery is quite a large.
Yeah, I know. They're coming in. I heard the CEO is coming in for this event. And
Six of the execs from Bear Archery will be there. The general manager, the director of operations, the national sales manager, production manager, purchasing manager, territorial manager, you name it.
You're going to get the whole lowdown on what's going on right now with Fred Bear Archery. So,
they're bringing us three special bows made just for our event.
I saw those.
One is the 90th anniversary bow, the green bow.
Yep.
And also, there'll be a special presentation that they have that we're keeping under wraps right now, but it'll be terrific.
No, they have jumped in big time, and those will be, are those going to be live auctioned off, John?
Yes. Some items also that we have many other items donated.
We know Ted Nugent stepped up with some great items.
Oh, very much so. Ted has donated a lot. Yep. Some of the items will be a card blitz, some will be auctions, I guess, what else?
We have auction door prizes.
Now, are we going to do those both on Saturday and Sunday, or is that all going to happen after the lunch on Sunday?
That'll happen on the lunch at Sunday.
Okay.
We also have two gentlemen coming in, bringing in a beautiful displays of Fred Bear memorabilia, and there'll be about 10 tables set up of just some great, real old
Archery stuff. It's an amazing what you guys and gals have done to explode the Fred Bear Day into a Fred Bear Weekend. I know we have the government has given is sanctioned the day. We're trying to move it from Fred Bear Day to Fred Bear Week. So
right.
Well, Fred Bear Month, for Christ's sake.
Well, you come into town and the event is at 7 at night or whatever. What do you do at 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Absolutely.
Also, we have other people kicking in, like the Eagles Club is having a meat bingo at 2 to 4 on Saturday.
Fantastic. Yeah,
bring your wife along to the event. Why not?
There are some things that might be of interest to a lot of people. Is Terry Dickinson, the artist that does the murals here?
Sure,
in town.
Here at the Artisan Village. Yeah,
he has done a beautiful, beautiful portrait
Baby.
Picture of Fred Bear that will be up for auction.
Yeah, and John, tell our listeners where all those dollars go. I know we've got twofold. Causes for all the money raised for Fred Bear Day?
Well, at the present time, our main goal is to erect a $100,000 statue of Fred Bear in the Grayling City Park, which we hope down the road will be named Fred Bear Memorial Park.
Okay.
We already have the base of the structure sitting there. And as soon as we've raised one-third of the funds that we need, we can tell the architect, who is Ben Watts, to go ahead and start on the project.
And this is a 501c3, folks, so all the dollars that you donate for the construction of the statue is tax deductible.
Correct. Very much.
So people want to make a donation, but they're not going to be in town. I mean, we have a lot of people streaming this and everything else, John. How can they make a donation?
Sharon?
They can go to fredbearday.org.
Okay.
Click on Make a Donation. And that will take you to our GoFundMe page.
There you go. Wonderful. I'm sure you're going to make a quick jaunt in next Friday, just before everything explodes for Fred Bear Day. We're so excited for it to happen next week. Thanks, John. Thank you, crew.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins. How good were those muffins?
Oh, awesome.
Did you leave? I didn't get mine yet. You better have left me one. We'll be back after these words here on Q100.
Are you over the age of 25 and wondering about going to college? You can make that dream a reality with Michigan Reconnect and Kirtland Community College. By teaming up with Michigan Reconnect, Kirtland now offers free tuition to adults over the age of 25 with a GED or high school diploma and who have lived in Michigan for more than 1 year. Learn more and apply now at kirtland.edu. With Michigan Reconnect and Kirtland, you can earn up to $7,500 more per year and begin your career in some of Michigan's most in-demand career fields. My name is Kathy Parks, and with Michigan Reconnect and Kirtland Community College, my dream is now a reality. Learn more and apply now at kirtland.edu. Kirtland.edu.
Want to make your night out a little more fun? Try some music, some friends, and a few rounds of Club Keno.
I won!
But how can the Michigan Lottery make Club Keno more fun?
Tripler Time!
That's right, Tripler Time's back. All this month, random Club Keno tickets will have a doubler or tripler message. Find one, and your Club Keno and extra prizes will be doubled or tripled. So triple your fun.
Yeah!
It's Club Keno Tripler Time, only from the Michigan Lottery. Knowing your limits is always the best bet.
Don't breathe a word of what I'm about to tell you. Over $350 million in prizes for two Michigan Lottery instant games are still out there, just waiting to be won. We're talking $300 million diamond riches and $6 million jackpot. Each ticket is $50. Each ticket has 50 chances to win. And each ticket still has huge prizes waiting for you, even most of the $6 million top prizes. So play these games now. But keep it quiet. It's our little secret. Knowing your limits is always the best bet.
Catch all the action of Grayling Viking High School sports on Q100.
Brought to you in part by Weyerhaeuser's Grayling OSB plant. Sustainability through responsible forestry.
Q100, home of Grayling High School Viking sports.
It's a catchy tune.
It is.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne, joined live in the studio by Haley Stropel, the esteemed director of the Chamber of Commerce here in Crawford County. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. So it's about time you were back in here. I know how busy you are. You skipped your visit last month.
I know. It's been a while. I'm sorry. I know, right?
So tell our listeners what's going on with the Chamber of Commerce here.
Well, we have quite a bit going on. Yep. Coming up next is our awards gala.
Right.
And I wanted to hurry up and slide in here today because it's our last day to get tickets for the event.
Today's the last day.
Today is the last
okay.
day. So if you're interested in coming to our event, it's March 10th from 5:30 to 11:30 at the Kirtland Event Center. And you can get tickets online at graylingchamber.com.
Okay.
And if you've never been to our event before, we have 6 different awards that we're giving away this year. And we have over 50 nominees
yeah.
from the community here in Grayling. So it's a pretty big deal. Yeah. So we've got dinner, a cash bar, 50-50. We've got DJ and dancing for this year, a silent auction. It's going to be a pretty fun night, I think. So.
Well, it always is.
Yes.
And Kirtland does a great job. It's a beautiful room.
Yeah.
People get dressed up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a formal event. So... our theme this year is travel around the world, but you don't exactly have to dress according to theme because it's kind of a tough theme to dress up.
Good. I don't want to wear my lederhosen.
I mean, you could if you wanted to, but there won't be any prizes, so don't go crazy, you know.
So today is the last day,
yes.
And I know you've sold a good amount of tickets.
Yeah, we have. We're up to 250 tickets, so yeah.
How many can you fit in there?
Event.
Is it 300?
I don't know if we even have a limit. I think we have... maybe a limit on our tables, but I think it might be like 270 or 80
okay.
or something.
So not a lot left.
Not too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can stand up and mingle and
right. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
So, and then after that, we've got a business after hours coming up towards the end of this month on March 23rd. And that one is going to be at the Hidden Nook Booksellers, which is a new business downtown.
Yeah, right downtown. Yep. I saw them, a brand new business.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good one. March is reading month, so
okay.
How great to have it at a bookstore, right? And then we've got in April our business expo is coming up. That'll be back at Kirtland as well. And sign up for that is on our website as well.
Okay.
And other than that, you know, our sponsorships for our events are up online. And we also have a new location, too. I don't know if everybody knows that.
I don't think everybody does know that.
Yeah.
You're not in the traditional building. I know,
right.
I've seen people in the lot there, you know, like
knocking on the door.
Until they read the little sign that
you
got on there.
Yeah, looking for my car.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you move to, Haley?
So we moved to 234 East Michigan Avenue, which is right downtown on the corner of Michigan Avenue and Peninsula. We're like across the street from Bear's Den and kind of next door to the post office. So kind of right next to the record store, too.
Yeah, you're inside that tiny little mall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So there's the record store faces the street there. And is the I? You guys moved into the I place,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Which also used to be before that a Sobel Family Dental years
right.
ago.
Years
so.
And years and
yeah.
years ago, they moved up the street a little bit.
Yeah.
So
we have that whole half of the building there. So Grayling Main Street and Grayling Visitor Bureau has also joined us in there.
So you're all. So there's
all
generally
there
speaking. Some there's somebody in there most of the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So we actually have. We've named it the Corner Collaborative.
Oh.
Yes, and it's actually going to be kind of a workshare space. So we have a conference space that we have in there, and we also have a couple of offices that we'll be renting out for, like, private
temp stuff. And,
yes,
yeah,
exactly. So mm-hmm. remote workers, contract workers. So if people want to pop in daily, weekly, or monthly and rent it out, they can. So that will be coming up in the next month or so, too. That's a project we're kind of working on right now. So
great stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Be kind of a cool little resource center for people.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, okay, one last time. Today is the day.
Today is the day.
And so you go to, what's the website?
Graylingchamber.com. And up at the top, our menu, you'll see it says events. Just click on that, and there'll be a drop down. You'll see Grayling Chamber Expo, and you'll also see the awards gala there. And then we have our community calendar there, too. You'll find all kinds of events.
Yep. Yeah. Plus, if you're a member of the chamber, then you get the e-blast.
Yes, that is true. Yep, we got those, too.
That's right. So become a member,
and
you'll have your finger on the pulse of everything that happens here in Crawford County.
Join us.
Thank you, Haley.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively here in the Green Room if you're a guest, or at Two River Deli in Grayling.
Are you over the age of 25 and wondering about going to college? You can make that dream a reality with Michigan Reconnect and Kirtland Community College. By teaming up with Michigan Reconnect, Kirtland now offers free tuition to adults over the age of 25 with a GED or high school diploma and who have lived in Michigan for more than 1 year. Learn more and apply now at kirtland.edu. With Michigan Reconnect and Kirtland, you can earn up to $7,500 more per year and begin your career in some of Michigan's most in-demand career fields. My name is Kathy Parks, and with Michigan Reconnect and Kirtland Community College, my dream is now a reality. Learn more and apply now at kirtland.edu. Kirtland.edu.
Chaconi Vineyard and Winery is the premier wine destination in the heart of Leelanau wine country. Go to J-Bo's Soundcheck on Facebook to request a song for 6 o'clock Chick Rock, and you could win a $30 gift card and some great Chaconi swag. Just comment your request on the 6 o'clock Chick Rock post pinned to the top of J-Bo's Soundcheck page on Facebook, and you could be the week's big winner. Visit ChaconiVineyard.com to learn more. Q100, decade of saving rock and roll.
All right, that is going to do it for this week's Northern Focus. Thank you to all our guests for visiting. Don't forget, at Kirtland Community College, tomorrow is the Hunger Games, so you can attend the women's and men's basketball game at 1 and 3 out at the 4 Mile Road campus. Just bring some food goods to get in and see some great local basketball. Next week is the boat show, at Pioneer Hills Marine with Kim and Bill Morley. And Joe Mama will be broadcasting live there. We had Ryan Hallett on from Room Redux. They're having a big casino fundraiser April 22nd at Treetops. And Fred Bear Weekend starting next Friday, a week from today, at Tinker's Junction. Then the big event happening at Kirtland Community College with the vendor tables and all the stuff happening on Saturday at Kirtland Community College, and the Whistling Arrow Salute happening at the Fred Bear Properties on Sunday. So check out Fred Bear Day on Facebook page to get all that information. And as Haley mentioned from the Grayling Chamber of Commerce, the big gala is happening on March 10th. Today is the last day to get your tickets. In the meantime, we'll head to a little rock and roll here as I slide over to our Up North Sports Radio 101.1 for Friday face-off. And then I'll be back in the chair here at 2 o'clock for my one day a week to update you on the world of rock and roll. Joe Mama is in next here. And a little Huey Lewis in the news, Trouble in Paradise. Not really.